Hey, what's up? Andrew Kramer here, videocopilot.net, and welcome to another 3D Max tutorial. And hopefully this technique will apply to other 3D programs as well. So if you use Cinema 4D or Blender or Maya, you know, this is the kind of stuff that should cross over. Now, recently, the Sci-Fi Network updated their graphics. Now, they used a GI system, Global Illumination. I'm not sure exactly which one, but certainly you can tell by the way the shadows look. They're nice and soft. And I was thinking about a recent project that I had to do, and it really required a quick turnaround, and we weren't able to use Global Illumination because it just took too long to render, and it would be flickery if we lowered the settings, so we had to go with a different solution. And what we did is an old school trick of setting up multiple lights in an array. Now, I've fine-tuned it, and we've set it up so that it's fairly easy, but you can get some nice results like this. So let's go and jump into 3D Max and create this scene. First, we're going to come to the Shape tool, and we're going to click the text. We're going to type Copilot, and we have a cool font, bold. And then we're going to bring the size down a bit. Then we'll go to the Add Modifier, and we'll choose Bevel. And we'll bevel it out a bit. We'll zoom in. And we'll turn on level 2. We'll set it to about 0.25 and negative 0.25 so that there's just a slight edge. Then we'll go create a box. And bam. And we'll move it down and just back it up so it's right behind the text. We can zoom in here. Real quick, let's set up the materials. So I'll hit M, brings up our materials, and we'll go ahead, pick a beige-ish color. And we'll turn up the specular level and the glossiness. And then we'll make a copy of the material by just dragging it over. And we'll call this dark. And we're going to make this a bit darker. And we're also going to make it flat. So we're going to get rid of the specular. Drop that on the background. This one goes on the text on the foreground. Might even make that just a little bit brighter. So F9, got our text set up. Looking good. Next, we're going to go to our standard lights. So any light should be able to do this. We're going to use an Omni. And we're going to stick it in the top right-hand corner. And we're going to bring it out just a bit. So this way the light's just coming from up here. And then we can go into the Modify, select the light, and turn on Shadows, and then use Area Shadows. And Area Shadows can sometimes take a while to render, but if you set it up right, it shouldn't be too bad. So we'll go into the Area Shadow parameters. We'll set it to 25 by 25. So it's as if the light is emitting from an object that's 25 by 25. And all this looks good. F9. So there we go, nice shadow. Now, here's where we want to position the light. In this case, we're going to move it closer so that we get a little bit of a longer shadow. Close that. Now, the next thing we need to do is set up our lighting array. So first, I'll take our background and I'm going to freeze it. And also, I'll take our text for that matter and we'll freeze it. And basically, this is just a thing in Max that allows you to freeze things. And this way, we're not accidentally selecting it. Next, we'll go to the Create Palette. Standard lights, we'll grab an Omni, and we want to put an Omni at the top here, and then we're going to hold down Shift, and we're going to drag it down to the bottom, and we're going to make an instance, and that way, if we change one of the lights, all of the lights related to that instance will be the same. So this way, we can make a bunch of lights and only adjust one of them, and they'll all follow. So choose OK. We'll control click the other light. So now I have two lights and we'll rotate, hold down Shift, and that clones it. And we'll do two on the side like that. Instance, okay. Then we'll do it again. Instance, and one more time. So now we have a good array of lights. Now we have this light here, which I will also freeze. That's the light that has our area shadow. So now we have this circle of lights. We'll move it forward so it's just in front, and then we'll hold down Shift, and we'll move it forward again. So here we're making more instances of the light. And finally, we want to move one more and actually scale these down. And this way it's creating almost like a dome sort of shape. This looks good. Move this in. Now we do want to delete a couple of the lights just on this interior one so it's not too bright in the front. But we're just creating this basic, dome of lights, nothing too fancy. Come back in here. But first, actually, we'll select them all and we'll group them. So this is our array. And then we can go into the modify. And we'll set this to, say, 0.1. Really, really low, because there's a lot of lights. We don't need it to be very high. Turn on shadows. Set it to shadow map, which is a really fast shadow parameter. We'll come down to the shadow map parameters. And we'll set the size to 400. And the sample range we can leave at 4. But we want to turn the density of the shadow to like 0.75, so it's not too dark. And that should be good. We'll see where we're at. So we'll hit F9. And that's good. You can see the softness, but the light is just too bright. So we'll lower it down 0.05. Okay, so that's looking a lot better. Now the thing about this setup is we can move, so I'll go ahead and unfreeze everything. We can move this array of lights around, so we can push it back. And maybe we want then to take it and turn it up to 0.75. And you can see everything looks nice and even. We might even just lower the shadow darkness of the array to maybe 0.65. And our render time is still 3 seconds, so that's very good. I'll go ahead and save our scene. Now, here's a really cool trick for affecting the specular highlight of the text. Now, I'm going to hit Control-L to show default light so that we can see the scene a little bit better. What I want to do is go to the Create Light, click on the Omni, and I'm going to click up here just at the top. And I'm going to take that light, hold down Shift, and drag it over. We're going to make an instance, and we're going to make, say, 20 copies, maybe 25. So we've created a row of lights, and they're all linked together. We can take that and group it, highlight. And what I'm going to do is make it so that this light in the advanced effects only affects the specular. So I'm going to take the array and move it forward slightly, and then just make sure the multiplier is set to 1. Render that. You can start to see a nice specular highlight around the edges of the text. And if we move it forward just a little bit more, we should be able to get that edge to highlight. So that looks really good. I might even take our text and increase the bevel a bit. So that you can really see that highlight. So we'll take that, we'll move it back a bit. And then we'll duplicate it. Hold down Shift and just drag one down here to the bottom. So now you can really start to see these little highlights. And we may just want to move them in and out so that we can get them to hit right on those edges. So this is just a matter of finding where the angle is to the camera. Okay, so now you can see we have a very nice highlight around the edges. Now the other thing that we can do is make another copy and pull it out this way and move it down so that it's right in line with the text. And what's going to happen is it's basically going to reflect right off the text. So there it's kind of blown out. But if we move it down to just the right spot, it just kind of gives it a nice gloss. And let's see, right about there. And, you know, just makes it pop right off the page there. So that's a very cool technique, and we're still getting really good render times. It looks like about 3 seconds. Now, finally, just to go over the example that I showed you originally, where the letters sort of spin randomly. So hit Shift-L, that'll hide lights. And what we're going to do is take our text, and first we're going to copy it. So hold down Shift and just make a copy, and then hide the copy. And we'll take the text, and we'll convert it to an editable poly. And then we'll grab the element selection, and we're just going to select and come down here. Let's see, we want to make some more room here. And we're going to choose detach. And select the next, detach, okay. Detach. There's a script actually available that will do this for you, but basically we need to make them all individual objects. Then we can select them all, and if we click on the hierarchy, choose effect pivot and center to object. So uncheck that. So now they're all selected. We can animate really quick. We'll turn on the animate auto key, set a keyframe, move forward to the beginning, and then just randomly play around with this. So just I'm going to rotate it. Who knows? And then it will just sort of come in, look kind of cool. So if we look at this now, what's cool is there's so much specularity highlights coming in that we're going to see some really cool, gloss on some of these edges. And, you know, this is a very fast setup, and you can see we get some very nice results. Let's go ahead and save that. And setting up the lights that way really make the materials look nice without having to use reflection. Now, another thing you may experiment with is the light tracer. So if we go ahead, hide these lights, or just kind of shut them off, we're just going to leave on the one area shadow light. So if you just set your scene up with that one light and add also in a skylight, set the color, you know, dim it out just a little bit because it'll come in pretty bright to maybe 0.5 or so. And right now you don't want to render it, but if you go into the light tracer, that turns on that special rendering plugin, and then render it out. And you can see a nice soft shadow look. And if we turn that up, perhaps maybe 0.75. So looks really nice. We are getting to the 8-9 second render time. And we still have to work a few things out. So it is very nice, very smooth, a lot easier to set up, but it's still 2 to 3 times slower to render. Something very important to think about, especially if you're doing something, you know, with animation where, maybe flickering might be a problem. Although I don't think light tracer flickers in the same way that a global illumination does, so at least you won't have that same problem. But anyway, these are two cool methods that you can use, and I hope you guys found this useful. My name is Andrew Kramer for VideoCopilot.net, and we'll see you next time.